We desire to maintain momentum. We need to use this to our advantage, whether that's keeping a Spanish streak alive on a learning app, giving up chocolate for 40 days, or my daughter trying to maintain her 100-day streak of playing the piano for 15 minutes. Whatever works for you, do it.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Welcome to today's Super You Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Quammen. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. For those that have been listening along these weeks, you know that at the beginning of the year, we always give out my Audible version. We always give out snippets of my Audible version of the number one bestseller, The Focus Project, because it's the best time of year for us to kind of reset and refocus on big things versus busy ones. So it's all about how do we get the most out of life and how do we help others as much as possible. So again, glad you're enjoying these episodes specifically around the Focus Project and how you can focus on big things versus busy ones. So here are some more tips around focus. Chapter 6, Learning. My daughter's birthday was approaching, and it was a good marker for my progress in learning Spanish. My wife and her family are from Colombia, and the party with my Spanish-speaking relatives would be a great opportunity for me to demonstrate my progress. The party turned out to be a harsh reality check. I'd been learning Spanish for over a decade, yet it felt like I just started. Her birthday was a cruel reminder that my progress wasn't impressive. Had you asked me 10 years ago if I'd be fluent in Spanish after 10 years of practicing, I would have replied emphatically, 10 years? For sure. You'll think I'm Shakira. However, this is a slow boil, my friends. I'd been merely pecking away. Well, this month, I was going to go all in on learning Spanish. It would be my top focus. It was a nice reminder of why I undertook this project in the first place. For many of us, a month of focus is better than 10 years of nibbling at the edges. Consider this old Cherokee parable. An old Cherokee chief was teaching his grandson about life. A fight is going on inside of me, said to the boy. It's a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves. One is evil, he is angry. Envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good, he is peace. Joy, love, serenity, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. This same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too. The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, which wolf will win? The old chief simply replied, the one we feed. I wasn't feeding my Spanish enough. My wife speaks Spanish exclusively to my daughters. I needed to up my game, so the entire house was speaking Spanish. Anna Maria didn't have the patience to speak to me in Spanish, and I don't blame her. Now, in a perfect world, it would be ideal to spend a month in Colombia with family. It's baptism by fire. Spanish is often the only language spoken. It's full immersion. The stars weren't aligning for a trip to Colombia, however. The next best thing? Spending a month in Miami with Anna Maria's parents. Not only are they amazing people and grandparents, abuelos, but Anna Maria's mom and friends speak only Spanish in the home. This would be semi-immersion for me and the kids. I also realized that my online learning through the Spanish language learning app Duolingo was always solitary, making it difficult to find time to peel away to practice. Then, one day, my daughters expressed interest in the app. While my daughters were much better than me at speaking Spanish, I was better at reading and writing it. We discovered that learning to use the app together was fun for the whole family. I also realized that when Anna Maria was speaking Spanish with her kids or with her parents, I was involuntarily tuning it out. I wasn't capitalizing on the opportunity. It was as if I was a character in Peanuts. Whenever an adult is speaking, all that Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Lucy, and the rest of the gang hear is wah, 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 wah. Now, when a Spanish conversation is occurring in our home, I'm tuning in versus tuning out. At first, I believed immersion meant I would simply be speaking in Spanish. But I soon realized that to learn Spanish, all forms of my communication needed to be in, you guessed it, Spanish. Focusing on this change would really help increase my learning curve. My default habit was to text Anna Maria in English. I had to break this habit. Making this texting adjustment immediately started paying dividends with my learning. It was fun. Rather than gloss over the family text messages in Spanish, I would read them and look up words and grammatical strings that were new to me. Occasionally, I would get something wrong and my error would become a source of humor for us. One time, I was trying to type about a friend who always had the latest gossip. In Spanish, I thought I had texted, "She gets the dirt." Instead, what I had texted in Spanish was, "She's so very dirty. No bueno." Mistakes aside, when everyone sees how seriously I'm trying to learn Spanish, they go out of their way to help me. Whatever works, do it. My daughter arrived home from school. Here is a paraphrase of our conversation. "Me, I hope you had a great day. Let's get ready quickly so we can be the first ones at Chloe's birthday party. Sophia, it's going to be a great party. A unicorn and a mermaid party with a giant water slide. But Daddy, I need to practice my piano for 15 minutes first as Miss Karen has me on a 100-day challenge. I'm on day 43 and don't want to break the streak." Me: "Oh yeah, of course. That's wonderful. Let's make it 44. Go practice and we'll head out to the party." Reflecting on the conversation, I realized, number one, Miss Karen rocks, instilling responsibility and excitement in my daughter. And two, Miss Karen's challenge related to this project. People in motion tend to stay in motion. The Spanish learning app I was using had gamification and streaks. If I missed a day practicing, my streak reset to zero. You can pay money to repair a broken streak. Yes, you can game the gamification. Many of my friends actually pay to repair their streaks. On principle, I couldn't allow myself to pay to repair the streak. It just didn't feel right. Unless, of course, the streak was over 10 days. Well then, moral principles be damned. We desire to maintain momentum. We need to use this to our advantage. Whether that's keeping a Spanish streak alive on a learning app, giving up chocolate for 40 days, or my daughter trying to maintain her 100-day streak of playing the piano for 15 minutes. Whatever works for you, do it. Many of us, we must radically change our mindset. We need to change our wants into musts. For 10 years, I wanted to learn Spanish. Now I realize that I must learn Spanish. What if we were in South America and an emergency involving the girls occurred and everyone started shouting incoherent Spanish to me? I would be the reason that my girls were seriously injured or died. I switched my mindset from, "I want to learn Spanish to improve my communication with my family," to, "I must learn Spanish to be the best dad, husband, and family member possible." This shift in mindset helped hyper-accelerate my learning. A bonus this month was discovering the research shows bilingual speakers are better at maintaining focus and attention than those only mastering one language. Keystones. I contemplated dedicating a month of playing golf every day to see how much I could improve. It didn't make the cut, no pun intended, for this particular project, but my hope is it'll make the next project. A golf pro I know coaches the women's golf team at Wellesley College. He mentioned that when he took over as coach, the average golfer recorded a score of 101 for 18 holes. After only a year, the average score dropped from 101 to 81. A remarkable improvement. The secret: of the 6 days the team practiced, 5 were dedicated to working on the short game, i.e. chipping and putting. When practicing golf, most people mindlessly start hitting balls as far as they can. It's fun to tee it up and watch the ball sail. Chipping and putting can be quite tedious and frustrating. Ha! Golf. The coach's focus for the team was the exact opposite. Drive for show and putt for dough. Dough is slang for money or winning, meaning 5 of the 6 days of practice would be on putting and chipping. How many of us are metaphorically mindlessly just hitting balls versus focusing on the keystone that will make us more successful at whatever we do? Whether you want to learn how to chip better in golf or to learn a language, first determine the keystone. In architecture, the keystone is the most important stone. It provides the stability to any arched doorway. In this golf example, the short game is the keystone. Keystone is figuratively used to mean the most important part of anything. Today we should, number one, determine our keystone, and number two, maniacally focus on it. If, say, you want to focus on saving money, the keystone might be getting rid of your credit card or no longer buying expensive shoes. If you want to increase your business network, the keystone might be setting up 5 business lunches per week. The fun part of learning Spanish is learning all the new words. However, I realize that increasing my Spanish vocabulary isn't the keystone. This is analogous to hitting long drives on the golf practice range. Learning Spanish grammar is more tedious, but it is the keystone to hyperaccelerate my learning. Cheating at Monopoly. Hasbro, the parent company of the iconic board game Monopoly, was wrestling with how they could get more out of the brand. Over the years, they had struggled with various editions of the original game with modest success. But turning their focus from inside the company to outside the company led them to a major breakthrough. After surveying their users, they were shocked by what they discovered. The discovery? Over half the world cheats at Monopoly. Well, this figure sounds crazy. I want you to pause and think about a particular person you know who cheats at Monopoly. You have a name, don't you? Based on this discovery, Hasbro launched a new edition of the game called Monopoly Cheaters Edition. It was the most successful launch in over 100 years of the company. Grab or visualize a t-shirt and turn it inside out. Most of us in most organizations fall into thinking inside out versus outside in. To help your outside in thinking, ask a few friends or family members what they would do if they were you. Knowing you well, what would they recommend you focus on? Also, since this is the month of learning, one of the greatest ways to learn is getting viewpoints from the outside. This is exactly what Hasbro did. This show is produced by Jake Brin, Maritza Gutierrez, and Kelsey Gomez, and it's made possible by you, our listeners. So thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. Obviously, we have these shows that we do at the beginning of the year. It's the third year we've done it, to where we give you tips and clips from the number one bestseller, The Focus Project. But obviously, we have our regular show. Those are me sitting down with guests. That might be me talking about some late topic that we get a question on, whether that's artificial intelligence, or it could be I get interviewed on another show, or some of our more popular episodes are when we have 7 super tips, or we sit down with guests that we interview, or get tips from Elon Musk, from Jeff Bezos, from Miley Cyrus, on down the line. So again, tune in each and every week to the Super You podcast. We're trying to do more than one show a week, so let us know how that's going. But until next time, this is your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. Reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it's what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3. 2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.
Oh,